My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He is the one and only one who is 100% God and 100% man at the same time. He is the one who is at the center of all things, as we have heard in the readings this morning. Now, who is this Jesus Christ? He is our Savior and he is our brother. He is the one who was chosen to come into the world to save us all from our sins and to show us how love and mercy work. Now, if you can use in your imagination, in your mind's eye, you can see what's taking place in the gospel. There is Jesus crucified there on the cross with his arms outstretched with a crown of glory, thorns on his head. He is proclaimed the King of the Jews. His arms are outstretched for more than one reason. He is to be the restorer of all things. Restoration takes through, with, and in Jesus Christ. So his arms are outstretched because he is going to bring everything to himself and offer it to the Father. That is one of the active symbols that is taking place in this gospel. Also, you have the good thief and the bad thief, and Jesus is in the center of all of them. All of us are good, and all of us are evil at some time in our life. And Christ is there, not by accident, but because God loves us so much that God sent his only Son to die with us in the sin and in the recognition of his only Son. This is not haphazard. This is to teach us who come after the crucifixion the lesson of salvation and divine mercy. So Jesus is there in the center. The soldiers are there talking and offering him sour wine. Mary is there, Jesus' mother. St. John is there. Susanna is there. Several women who were followers. Mary Magdalene is there. And all of this is taking place on the hill, Golgotha. There are bones on the ground. It is the place of the skull. Jesus is looking to heaven. He's engaging in some type of conversation with his Father, and the Holy Spirit is there. And it is the economy of salvation. God is redeeming us through his own sacrifice, which is his Son, of course, Jesus Christ, the God-man, him whom we worship and adore. Now, if you can imagine in your mind all this activity and commotion taking place as Jesus is there as our intercessor, one of the criminals condemns Jesus. If you're God, if you're Christ, save yourself and us as well. Obviously, these two guys have heard different things that Jesus had said on his public ministry. But the other criminal says, Jesus. As soon as he says Jesus, Jesus stops everything he's doing. The sun, the moon, the stars, all of creation comes to a halt. Remember, it is the miracle of salvation. Everything is centered on Jesus Christ, and he stops everything. And then instead of looking to heaven, he looks to who we call the good thief, and the good thief says, Jesus, when you enter your kingdom today, remember me. Somehow that good thief recognized a portion of salvation through Jesus Christ, who was dying just like he was dying on a cross. And Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. He's guaranteed heaven. He's the only one we really know who is heaven, other than Mary, of course. Then Jesus turns back to the Father, and he engages in this special communication with God the Father, bringing about salvation for the past, the present, and of course, for the future of all of us. This act, this loving, merciful act of Jesus Christ to focus everything on one person, to save one soul, is a lesson for us that we are all worthy of salvation. We are all called to be there with Christ in his agony. We are there, we are called to be there to receive salvation from our Savior, Lord Jesus. Now we have to step back for a minute and say, how come the good thief, that's who we call him, how come he was able to recognize Jesus Christ? Other than he probably heard different things that were preached about him and that he preached when he was in his public ministry. Well, we have to go back to Genesis. In Genesis, we were created, male and female, we were created out of the dirt of the earth. We were just like every other animal that walked on the earth. We had no divine identity. But then God breathed into us and gave us a divine soul that made us available for eternal life with God in heaven. We went from nothing to of great value to God through becoming one with Him through the Ruah, or the Spirit of God that was breathed in us. We are of great value to God. We have a mission that was given to us right from the beginning in Genesis. So somehow that spirit in the good thief was still there percolating along so that he could identify in Christ a measure of salvation and forgiveness on a level we might not ever understand, but it was still there and it is recorded in the gospel for us, so that we too can remember that we also, like those two that were crucified along with Christ, that there is a measure of salvation in us. Even before we sin, there is a measure of the divine in us. The divine is in us, and we can enter into the divine through Jesus Christ. So he asked for salvation, and he's granted salvation. He recognizes Jesus, the King of all things. He doesn't say, oh, you are the King. He just asks for help. Remember me. That might be the best of all prayers for us. Remember me, Lord Jesus, when you come into your glory, and help me. Now, while Jesus is dying there on the cross, all this commotion is taking place. Imagine the blood of the Lord Jesus coming out of him, going down the cross and into the earth, bringing even creation back into the restoration of all things. Jesus will gather everything up and offer it to the Father. Remember that Jesus, before he dies, he says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. So even at that moment when he could have cursed us, he does not. He joins us with his salvific action and brings us into a divine, not just a human relationship through the Jesus that we can see, but through the Christ who we cannot see. Jesus, the Christ of God, the King of glory. Him whom we worship and adore. We are wrapped, in a sense, in the loving divine mercy of God through Jesus Christ, who is the divine mercy of God. Later today, when you have an opportunity, it would be an excellent time. You can't do too much on a snowy day. You can sit down and think about it, that you have been captured up, whether you are a sinner or not, into the divine mercy, and you are part of the restoration of all things through Jesus Christ, your Savior, brother. Now, of course, we can recognize, because we are created in the divine image and likeness of God, because we have God in us. All we have to do is respond, and in Jesus' name, pray, ask for forgiveness, and join Jesus as he brings about salvation, not only for ourselves, but for all those others who don't even believe. We, as St. Paul says, can pray for them and help them and bring them into the divine relationship. So think about that you are forgiven and that you have an eternal reward waiting for you, and you can be like that good thief with Jesus in paradise when you die. Now, there is an old Irish saying. This is a good church to say old Irish sayings. There is an old Irish saying that is, even if you did not live a good life, When you die, God is going to send Jesus Christ to you. Not Mary, not Joseph, not an angel, but Jesus Christ is going to be sent to you by God, your loving Father. And Jesus is going to be there, and you will be able to recognize him on your dying bed, whether it's at home or a hospital, or whether you're drowning in the ocean. You will be able to recognize Jesus Christ. And when you see him, ask him to remember you when you die so you can go to heaven. I can still remember the Irish side of my family telling us that story, that salvation is for everyone. All you have to do is say, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.